Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good Saturday morning, everyone. It is that time of the day. Time for another BEC Power Talk. And today it's Sunny and Cher. Yes, it is. She's got me. I've got her. It's Terry and Libby. And good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Always a pleasure.
So, I tell you.
So great to be here.
It's been a while when it's just been the two of us.
I know. Yeah. So, I've got to earn my keep.
Every so often, huh? But we're going to have a good time. Even though we just had a little bit of a brush.
Yeah.
With a hurricane, a tropical system or whatever. And I tell you, it's something when you're either dumb enough to go out and look at it and as it's happening, like some men maybe, but just to kind of like check it out.
That apparently is a unique man thing. Male quality. My boss and I were talking about that this morning. Tornado warning goes off and the men head outside.
Oh man, let's go see what's going on. It's the spirit of running to trouble, not away from. That's what it is.
Yeah. I just thought to myself, well, his life insurance is paid up.
Oh, see there? Oh, my God. So rest assured, just in case he flies away.
Yeah.
But I did look out there, and then, just after the storm, just seeing the swirl and actually being outside and feeling the soupiness.
Mm-hmm.
They are legitimately wonders of nature.
Yeah.
These storms, but we know as wonders, that doesn't mean they're wonderful, because they cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, and my hope is that an experience like we just had with Elsa, that people don't feel overconfident. You know, really, we need to stay in awe of these systems and always be diligent and be prepared and do what we can.
That's right.
For Berkeley Electric, we had less than 2,000 meters go out with Elsa, so we were really, really fortunate, but there was a lot of work that leads up to having that result.
Right.
And we also got very lucky.
Well, that's good. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but you guys are both.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I would
agree.
and you being prepared is always a good thing. So absolutely. Bye-bye, Elsa.
We're going to let her go.
Yes. And what's next time, man?
For Frozen fans.
But we are glad that I called it, if you think about barbecue, it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can marinate or you can baste, right?
Sure.
So we've been basted by a couple of storms.
Oh, yeah.
So far. We don't want to be marinated.
No. And truly, a direct hit from a small storm can cause a lot of damage. You know,
indeed.
A few months ago, it rained really hard a couple of days in Goose Creek and caused tremendous flooding. So, it's just so important to be prepared.
Yes. When is the next election up there? No, but you're right. It Mother Nature at any moment can throw a surprise on us.
Yeah.
And it affect a community. But once again, we want to talk today about safety tips. You know, it's that season. We're in it all the way till November. So we got a ways to go. Don't think we're done, guys
and
gals. But,
and September, statistically, is our toughest month. So we got a lot of storm season ahead of us.
A lot. And we need to be prepared. So to be prepared, I'm sure there's some great tips that Libby has cooked up. Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of marinating and basting, she's cooked up some tips. Where will we start as it relates to tips, Libby?
Well, you know, Berkeley Electric is a member-owned electric provider. So we are here to serve our members. And, you know, information and education is really something my department holds near and dear to our hearts. So we have a few tips to share with listeners today. And with these safety tips and just being conscientious, we can weather any storm.
I like the way that sounds like a song. We can weather any storm. And this show is you said information and education.
Sure.
I like to call this show edutainment. You know what that is, right?
I would agree.
It's education, but it's with an entertaining spin.
Yes.
You know, you've got that great laugh.
Yeah.
I tell these great jokes. I mean, we're, you know, Every now and then, it's the other way around, but stop. Libby's got to have a good laugh, though. And but edutainment, giving you the information and keeping you entertained every Saturday is what we really do, no matter what the topic is.
Sure. Yes.
And,
yes.
And today it is a serious matter. Tips to prepare for storms. So let's talk about like contact information, because when it happens, when it hits the fan,
mm-hmm.
we hope, you know, the fan is on low, not high, you know.
Yeah.
Get that reference.
Yeah, maybe it's an oscillating fan too.
Yeah, there we go. But when it hits the fan, contact information is critical.
Yeah.
Why so?
Exactly.
Libs.
Well, when your power's out, that's not the time you want to find out whether we have your correct phone number or not. Because you're reporting an outage through a phone number and it's linked to your account. So if we don't have the correct phone number for you, it can either slow or not report your outage correctly. So this spring, we actually ran a promotion on social media that we did a drawing each month, April, May, and June, for members to encouraging members to update their telephone number, okay. email address, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they had a chance to win $100. Ooh. So we are putting our money behind how important it is for us to have accurate information on your account. So the first step to being prepared for any kind of storm is make sure we've got your correct contact information. That's phone numbers and email addresses. If we don't have your email, we oftentimes can send out very important information, not about just outages, but tree trimming that's going to be happening in your area, okay. or scam alerts, that sort of thing. So having your email is a great way to reach out to you.
And like you said, it's better that everybody has it corrected and doesn't need it than to need it and not have it corrected.
Right.
Because that's when delays, the quality of the service for the member owner
mm-hmm.
is really in their hands.
Sure.
Because if they don't have that information, then it just takes that much longer
mm-hmm.
to know that there's an outage in the area or all of the things that will impact whether or not you're going to watch America's Got Talent or not. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Because you want to watch that.
Right. And members can update their information through our Smart Hub app.
Okay.
And that's available on our website, or you can go to your favorite app store on your device and download it.
Okay.
But it's a really great tool to not only update contact information, but also to monitor usage. And hopefully in the event that we have to evacuate, you can actually pull up the app and see if power has been restored to your home.
Okay.
So you're safe and sound in Tennessee, maybe somewhere, and you can look and see if your home is back in service. So,
and then that could determine when you come back.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Or maybe just having so much fun, you know, we'll just stay a little longer. We'll stay through the next storm. You know, it's not going to come for a couple of months. But, but what about, like, staying informed, you know, a evacuation is what we certainly would promote and suggest.
Sure.
You know, storms come, obviously something that's going to be pretty powerful. It's always better to leave the area.
Right, right.
Flat out. It's just better. But if you can, or you are in the area where the storm could impact, that's part of staying informed, is having your updated information.
Right.
And all those sorts of things. What about like your mobile devices and before storm, should you maybe do like the opposite of what I did when Elsa came through? I didn't charge my phone.
Oh no.
And it's like, oh boy, I'm like on one bar or whatever. I'm like, oh boy, I forgot to charge my phone, but thankfully we didn't lose power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause what if it had happened that way?
Sure. You know, and our telephones are our lifelines, and you may not need to make a phone call, but you can certainly monitor radar, the local news.
Right.
You know, and in addition to charging your phone, they have those little charger sticks or packs that you can have that as a backup battery power source. So those are always a great idea. If you don't have one, go ahead and pick one of those up.
That's right.
But social media for Berkeley Electric is the best way for our members to get up-to-date information about outages or programs or any number of items. So that's very important to follow before and after a storm.
And, you know, as powerful and vital as social media is, I do like this next point, though.
Yes, yes.
A battery-powered radio, like you're hearing us now on
yeah.
the radio. And you could be streaming us on your phone, too.
Sure.
But the good old-fashioned radio really comes into play a lot of times when a storm, the worst a storm could be,
right,
the more powerful and impactful you realize that old-school radio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an old-school radio, Libby? Just say yes. I'll look the other way just in case.
right after Elsa right after Elsa passed through,
yeah.
I did a 6 a.m. radio interview for those folks trying to get to work. And,
okay.
You know, it's great before or after, especially if you might not have electricity to find out the latest.
Oh, absolutely. So a good old-fashioned radio, you can still buy them, battery-powered. I even have one that
the transistor?
The camper, yeah, you wind
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
those are fun. Until that winder breaks, and it's like, oh, boy. Ow, my wrist. But, yeah, I have an old wind-up radio, and it's always good to have as a backup. Now, as far as emergency numbers, saving those down, there is a number through the Berkeley Electric system that would be like that emergency number?
Right. So the number you want to call, it's on our website, but I can give it to listeners now. It's
okay.
Good to just go ahead and plug it into your phone or have it on your fridge in the hopefully unlikely chance that you lose power.
Mm-hmm.
It's 888-253-4232. And, you know, as much as we want folks to engage with us on social media,
mm-hmm.
reporting outages on social media really doesn't connect to dispatch and our crews.
Okay.
So it's good to get information about outages on social media, but to help crews come help you, you really do need to call that 888 number to report your outage, and don't report outages on social media.
And that number, again, 888-253-4232.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Powerful number, put in your in phone, like in case of emergency.
Yeah.
That could be in your ICE package.
Well, you know, and most phones give you the opportunity to have multiple numbers attached to one thing. So you could have
right.
Berkeley Electric entered and
yeah.
then have your local district office as one number
right.
and then an outage number.
I said that's the ICE package.
Yeah. Yeah.
It even got 9 numbers, you know?
Yeah.
And the last number on there is I don't know, the pizza place. that's not quite the emergency.
In my house, it usually is. I'm hungry.
Yes, indeed. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out this Saturday. Libby Rohrig is our communications manager. If you've never met her before, well, say hello this morning. Where have you been? We've been going strong for almost, what,
18 months, I
wow,
think.
Yeah, year and a half.
Yeah.
Look at there.
And we've all been cooped up, so I hope to get to meet more members in person once the events and whatnot get back to normal.
Yeah. And slowly but surely, I'm looking forward to like what we did during the voting season.
Right.
We were able to kind of go out a little bit. That was before we
yeah.
were put in some lockdown. But maybe we can get back out. And I'm ready.
Yeah,
you
be
know?
Among the people.
Be amongst the people, absolutely. Well, let's talk about, as we deal with hurricane safety tips, we've gone through updating contact information, engaging, being current on your Smart Hub account
mm-hmm.
with all your information and all that. Of course, we've got the 888-253-4232. That's the most important number when it comes to outages, and you need to report. That's the number that you need to call. Can't call the request line here, Jay and I, or you can't call the pizza guy.
No. Nope.
You got to call that 888-253-4232. But let's talk about things that could impact you really after the fact. You know,
mm-hmm.
the things that you don't want to happen, like what you should do with your appliances. And I have a feeling that people really don't buy in as much as they should.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why I said that in a minute.
Okay.
But what should you do as far as like appliances? Is it still best practices to unplug?
Yeah. Our appliances, our electronics are vulnerable to surges and dips mm-hmm. in voltage. So it's a good idea if you like your TV to unplug it before the storm sets in. We also have a really great surge guard program, and it's on the outside of the meter as well as inside your house.
Okay.
And it helps block those surges in voltage. So like I said, the outside component is installed at the meter base.
Okay.
And then we test the resistance to the ground for ground rod to be connected to your meter base as well. And if the ground's acceptable, it can be improved as part of the initial installation.
Okay.
On the other side of the meter, we can help with individual surge suppressors that can protect your TV and other electronic equipment.
Okay. And as these great notes remind me that the smart TVs and computers, the more advanced things mm-hmm. are, seems like the more vulnerable mm-hmm. that they are as well.
Yeah.
So you could really create a lot of expensive damage
right.
to your wallet.
Yeah.
And your prized television. Like I said, if you like that big 55-inch or...
Yeah.
I just realized... and I got to share a story, Libby. Here
okay.
it goes. Terry's the life and times of Terry. I recently had a lightning strike in my yard.
Wow.
And it did some damage. So my 68-inch television is no longer.
Where are you going to watch the Gamecocks?
Bye-bye. Maybe I'll just go in person. Well, I got time to replace.
Okay.
Of course, my insurance company is not really helping me with that because.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
It's
is,
like, man, the deductible was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I lost 3 TVs.
Wow.
Lightning hit a tree in my backyard. The power went through. I guess the discharge mm-hmm. went down
yeah.
into the ground. It hit the cable line and broke, snapped it in half.
Oh, my goodness.
Up the cable line, modem. 3 televisions, and a paper shredder.
Whoa.
Yeah, it did some serious work.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, the listening audience, when they always tell you if you hear lightning or if you hear thunder
mm-hmm.
be careful. But, you know, it's not really that far away. I was cutting the grass. And
oh, wow.
I had music going, and the lightning strike, the thunder was loud enough, like, whoa, that was pretty close. Because it wasn't raining. The cloud was forming.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I said, man, I got to finish the yard. I only have 3 or 4 strips. So I'm, like, doing a sprint, Olympic sprint, finish the grass.
Oh, my goodness.
I finished the grass, deluge of rain, so much so I can't even put the lawnmower in the garage. I get in the house. As soon as I sit at the table, I'm looking out. Pow! I see it.
Oh, my God.
Hits the tree. I see wood, like something
flying.
Blew up. Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
I can tell you, listening audience, storms produce all of that stuff, the hurricane season, mm-hmm. even the hot weather, the thunderstorm season.
Yeah, afternoon thunderstorms.
And I saw it happen, and I saw the damage that it did.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to donate to the Terry Football TV Fund, because, I mean... No, they don't grow 68-inch TVs on trees.
No.
And if they did, it got blown up by the lightning. So.
Yeah.
But it really happens. And we talk about these things, and I can share a legitimate, that wasn't even Elsa. That was pre-Elsa.
Right.
But it happened on a Saturday, just a pop-up storm.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And it happens. And I know it's a pain for a hurricane. It's it's a little more intentional. You can unplug stuff. But
right.
every afternoon, do you really want to be involved in pulling
right.
plugs?
But like you said, the surge guards
yeah.
can help you not have to deal with it in those scenarios.
Yeah. See, Terry, this is another reason why you need to be a Berkeley Electric member.
I'm telling you, you hadn't recruited me much lately. So, you know, I feel like the recruiting's coming back on, just like with the athletes. You know,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a 4-star guy for Berkeley Electric.
Well, and I can say nothing but good things about my experience in Crowfield. So I think you should look for a home there.
You know, I do like it over there because I the last time I played golf was right there.
Right. See? Right there.
And Libby didn't have any lemonade. Of course, I didn't let her know. So next time,
okay,
be prepared.
Yeah, and you know, you're welcome to come watch football with us.
You know what?
We don't have a 68-inch TV, but
well, I mean,
neither do you.
There it is. See, she got one. That's a good one. You're right. I sure don't. And I probably won't. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, I do have the fun going. So, but as we were saying, those TVs, and I can attest, they're much more vulnerable, like we were just talking about, because that one lightning strike did a lot of damage. One strike. You know, fortunately, and we weren't expecting it. It just started raining. And literally, that storm produced three strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were nearby and one of them far by. But I heard the first one and the second one did the damage. And then I told the third one to get out of here. But
thank goodness
you did a lot of damage.
Yeah, but thank goodness you were able to get inside. You know, all kidding aside,
yes,
we can't replace you.
Well,
so.
That was nice. I love Libby. She's good. But I tell you, as we talk about these safety tips, they really are almost year-round in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. So, you know, we do recommend unplugging any sensitive electronics, large appliances, before the storm hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it pops up on you, sometimes it can catch you off guard. But with like an Elsa or, you know, we usually know days out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're not telling you, you know, unplug the TV 2 days away. It's like, okay. But, you know, as the storm, like, for example, when Elsa came, it hit at night.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe before bed, say, you know what, I'm not going to be watching any more news.
Sure.
I'll update on my phone or tablet. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and plug the big stuff.
Yeah.
Before I go to bed. And, you know, because there were outages.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you some people did get affected.
Sure. So. Yeah.
And even something that I'll move on. A friend of mine said he lost, like, almost all of his appliances and electronics to what he called like a brownout. Like it was
voltage, dip and voltage.
Yeah, it dipped
somehow
where he lives. He lost everything. And I said, man, I had never heard of that.
Yeah.
So it's not only the surge on the positive side, but he lost voltage and it messed everything up.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just homes. You know, a lot of businesses, you'd be surprised, don't have surge protection. So.
Wow. Yeah.
If you're a business owner, give us a call and we can help you out with that as well.
Yes. Enroll in the BEC Surge Guard program.
Mm-hmm.
We just gave you literal examples.
Right.
Of it is that important. And it's different protections that you need. Now, we talked about the surge at the meter. We talked about, I guess, indoor and outdoor. So we have sort of covered that.
Yeah.
Now, after the storm, what should a resident do, a BEC member owner, after the storm? Do you kind of like, should you assess just in case to see if there's a damages or what should we do within like the Smart Hub app or certain protocols that relate to after the storm?
Well, after the storm, if you've lost power or during the storm, if you've lost power, you know, report that immediately, of course.
Okay.
But as the storm moves away, you know, stay away is the next tip. You know, stay away from standing water and debris.
Okay.
You know, the standing water, you know, you hear a lot of, oh, don't drive your car through standing water. It might take your car. But the standing water is a conductor of electricity. And if there's a down power line that's hit a puddle or something, you can become electrocuted by touching that water. So it's a good idea under any circumstances. Just stay away from standing water.
Stay away because, like you said, you don't know what happened down the street.
Right.
In that pool of water. And, yeah, wow, that's something very important to think about. Stay away. And even before you come back in to your area, I guess, check ahead, know what the conditions are?
Yeah, if you've evacuated, you can look on your Smart Hub app and see if you have power. If you don't, mm-hmm. you know, it's a good idea to keep your accommodations where they are. But also, you know, anytime you see a downed power line, mm-hmm. assume it's energized and okay. call 911 to report it. It's a bad thing if you come in contact with a
right.
power line.
So we were giving out the outage number, mm-hmm. but you see something like that, go past the 888-253-4232 and go straight to 911
yeah.
first on mm-hmm. a situation like that.
Yeah, you can call us too, but if you call 911, that's going to get somebody out there with
right.
blue lights running to
right.
help other people from coming in contact with it, and they communicate with us.
Okay.
So the message will come to us, but
right.
those
so,
blue
so,
lights are handy.
Yes, a little bit, especially when you see, oh, wait a minute, that's not supposed to be burning.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be in the water. Fireworks were last night.
Right, right.
Libby, are you a fireworks girl? Did you?
Yeah, okay. We enjoyed our 4th. Again, give Goose Creek another shout out. They had really a lovely celebration.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and food trucks and a band and
wow.
A really great show. Our family really enjoyed it.
And Libby's just a party animal. Now, you heard how much joy was in her heart when she talked about that. That's good, though. Family and fun and the 4th. And, of course, as we're kind of wrapping up, closing this show out, hurricane safety tips. I guess in recap, the things that people should do, obviously, contact information is key.
Mm-hmm.
Be informed or help to be informed by the other side knowing your contact information. Smart Hub is the easiest way to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? Go in the hub, be updated, not hopefully in the storm, but right now, after the calm after.
Sure.
You know, do all the things you need to do. Stay informed, obviously, as it relates to evacuating and all that. Stay close to the sources of information
mm-hmm.
so you can make the best decisions. Then, of course, my favorite part of the show today was the radio-powered, the backup-powered, the battery-powered radio, excuse me. See, I'm just a radio guy.
I think we need to bring back the transistor.
You think, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, skip the batteries. Let's just hand crank stuff.
Yeah. And I used to love the noise when mm-hmm. you're trying to find channels on AM especially. You know, that I can't really replicate it, so I won't try. But bring back the transistor. I like that. That's a shirt. We're going to get a T-shirt for that. And, of course, important number today, outside of we talked about 911, but 888-253-4232.
That's our outage reporting number.
Yep. Yes.
And it's on our website, and you can report outages through Smart Hub as well. Mm-hmm. So, but again, just program that number in your phone and have it handy. You know, any meter that doesn't have electric is one too many for us.
Yes.
But the quicker you can tell us that you're out of service, the sooner we can get you back on.
And fortunately, as we recently had Elsa come by,
mm-hmm.
it didn't impact a lot of meters, but you still had a few.
Yeah, we had less than 2,000 out. Okay. It was mostly the coastal areas that got hit. We had a double circuit situation in Ondaw that took a couple hours to get back up. But,
right.
you know, the guys can't go out during the storm and start working. So
They can't?
No. It's not safe. Safety is our number one thing.
Absolutely.
For our guys and gals and our members, and we have to wait till the winds die down to a certain point, and then they can get out.
And I'm sure the member owners respect that.
Sure, sure.
You know, they want their guys, because they are their guys
mm-hmm.
to help them in those situations. They want everybody to be safe and have a good outcome. And this show is about to have a good outcome. I want to fire up the music, man, and we're gonna kind of sneak out of here, but hopefully the listening audience has learned that hurricanes will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about it. Maybe sometimes people think it's overkill when the TV guys, that's all they talk about. But guess what? They really do happen.
Yeah.
And
it has a lot of damage.
They can vary. And look, even with Elsa, lives lost across the Southeast and other places. So.
Yep.
One life points out how powerful these storms are, mm-hmm. and how important things like hurricane safety tips are. So, well, Libby, man, the band is going to send us home. It's always been fun. This wraps up another edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Have a great one, okay?